Hi folks, it's time for another episode of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast with all the latest news and reviews from the Haven. Faz and Stubbsy from Trust in Haven welcome you to this latest episode of our podcast by the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Here we go.
Here we go. Okay, yeah, so after a couple of weeks break, we're back with the next episode of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast, brought to you by the Trust in Haven, the Independent Whitehaven Supporters Trust. With me this afternoon, I have our man from Greater Manchester, Haven fan in exile, Paul Stubbs.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, welcome along, Paul. And it's really great. As I say, we always try and have a guest in, so somebody just to stop you being bored by our dulcet tones. And we're absolutely delighted this week to have none other than Ryan King, our Australian forward at the club this year. Welcome along, Ryan. Great to have you with us for this episode of the Haven Fans Podcast.
Maurice, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Yeah, so anyway, since our last podcast, I think our last podcast we were commenting on the disappointments of June, the disappointments of losing to Batley and the London game, which it's in the past now. So but since then we've played York and won, we've played Swinton and won. We went to Halifax last Sunday and almost won that one, Ryan. You finally made your sort of debut for the club. How did it go on Sunday?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We're good. First half, excellent 10 out of 10. And then second half, we just couldn't have the ball.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a couple of things didn't go our way, but other than that, to go up against a top four side.
Yeah, great effort from the team, and I'd say great that you're actually finally out there playing. As I say, wins against York and Swinton since our last podcast have certainly, I think people were looking to those as potential wins, so it was good to get them under our belt. They always could be banana skins. Halifax, great performance, very much with a chance of winning up to the last 5 minutes, Ryan. Would you agree?
Yeah, probably the last 10, 15 minutes, probably even. We just dropped a few ball. But everything else was good in the game. It was just, that last 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we kind of clocked off.
It
seems to be the case all the time at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's it doesn't help the amount of defence we do. We probably expect us to go clock off for 10, 15 if we're defending so much. So, other than that, the effort's there. It's just a couple of little things that still we are putting together.
So obviously we'll be working on that on the training pitch over the next week or so before the Oldham game, and it's that Oldham game's another crucial game for us, I think, Ryan, with them being just below us in the table.
Yes, it's probably a must win, and we look at it as like 2 points, though, being at home as well, so it'd be a tough game and something we have to go out and win.
Yeah, we'll maybe talk a bit more about that later on in the podcast. But anyway, Ryan, just as I say, it's great to have you on board with us and great to be able to speak with you. You've been at the club really since the beginning of the year. Must have been difficult for you with your own circumstances and the circumstances around the lockdown and the pandemic. What's the sort of 6 months or so you've been at the club? What's your thoughts looking back on it now?
It was a weird 6 months. Three of the months we weren't allowed to train. We were locked down. It was frustrating as well because I couldn't train. I had to do my own thing by myself with the physio. Watching games and being water boy, ball boy was pretty annoying. But I was just happy to be around the team, to be honest, and not being like left out. I was pretty much included in everything.
That's good.
It was just a playing bit that I didn't get to do, which I wanted to do, and I was finally happy to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd say even though you weren't playing very much part of the squad, you sort of share accommodation with the other Aussie guys at the club, how's that been working out, sort of all in the same house together?
It's been pretty good, to be honest. It's kept us busy and it's pretty entertaining. I've got Dion, Nikio and Lockie, so they're all different characters, so it's good. And I suppose it keeps our mind off rugby as well. We always do stuff together, and especially us four, we're always doing stuff, so it's kind of good living together. And though it's different because we're all different parts of the world and everything like that, so it's funny to be around each other.
Can I just say something that people don't realise, but we can actually see your face when you said that? I know it's a podcast, but there was a big smile came on your face when Dave asked you that. And I was just wondering how you were going to answer it. But there's a big smile on your face now.
So,
I don't know. It's been hard to expect four rugby boys living in a house. And I suppose it's been normal, but try.
in terms of coming to Whitehaven, you're very much, on your own. You didn't know Lachlan or Nick Howell. First year of them when you got here, was it?
I kind of knew who Nick was because we were both at the Sharks Feeder Club together for a bit. But I didn't really know him that well. But yeah, I suppose I didn't know anyone. We just got on the plane and flew over and walked in the house, and there was my roommates. And
there they were.
I suppose we just clicked straight away because we were all in the same boat. We didn't really know each other or anything, so
yeah,
it worked out pretty well.
I say, credit to you, got through a difficult 6 months together, so it's something you can look back on with a bit of satisfaction in future times to come, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. We got through together. I don't know how we've got through together. One of us hasn't bashed each other or killed each other, but we got through it.
Of course, Dion's there to show you the ropes anyway, isn't he?
And then Dion as well.
you were saying you were at Cronulla, and we're seeing some action shots here, putting in some pretty good performances at the Sharks. So tell us a bit about your career in Australia, Ryan. You played for Cronulla, but you're actually from Wollongong here. You're from sort of outside of Sydney.
Yeah, so I'm like a bit further out from Sydney down the coast. Played all there my juniors, and then went to the Roosters when I was 16 for a little bit, 3 years, and then went to Sharks and stayed there for 2-3 years. And then when COVID hit, I went to Parramatta's reserve grade, but then it all got cancelled. And then before I knew it, I was signed to come over here.
So coming to the UK, as I say, you've played a bit of reserve grade and that in Australia. So was coming to grade to the UK something you were looking at? Was it something you'd been considering?
I suppose I've always kind of thought about it. Everyone kind of thinks you go and play NRL and then go to England when you're a bit older, but I suppose when the opportunity came, I was pretty excited to go. I was excited to test myself and go somewhere else and just try something different and get out of my comfort zone. I was happy I'd done it.
Yeah, brilliant. So what's been your it's not really your first impressions, but looking back over your 6 months, 6-7 months since you came, what's the things that stand out? What's things that have that have struck you, so to speak?
I suppose like the town kind of like reminds me of Wollongong. There's just one harbour and everyone kind of knows everyone and all that. And then as well, people were really nice around here. Like, they always said hello. Everyone's just friendly. All the boys in the team and staff and everyone at the club are the same. So it's been like a big warm welcome to play rugby here. So it's kind of good that it's a small town instead of being like somewhere big. It's somewhere you feel comfortable straight away.
Yeah, Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So what about the rugby? You've been playing in, or you've come to Whitehaven, who are playing in the Championship, which is a level below Super League. Where does that sort of fit in with what you've done and perhaps what you hope to do in the future?
I suppose I always want to. You always want to play at the highest level, so
yeah.
You always want to play Super League. You always aim to do that, but the competition is tough as well. So it's the one game I've played and what I've seen. It's a tough competition, so I can't say it's easy. Can't say it's. It's just the difference is a bit slower here, but with the slowness, you get bigger lads. Like on the weekend against Halifax, that's a real big forward. So it's a lot different to back home, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Physically more demanding, possibly. Then, though I'd say not as quick, not as skillful. Possibly.
Yeah, it's a bit. You're not as quick, but yeah, it's more physical. I started on the edge on the weekend, then went into the middle, and yeah, the middle was real physical. There was that tad bit slower, just makes it easier to. I wouldn't say easier, actually. I'd just say it's bigger lads get to move around a bit better, and they can defend. So it's a bit tougher. It's good. I like the physicality of it.
Yeah. Who's the players at the club who's sort of caught your eye? I think Lachlan's, would be everybody's thing of that. But just be interested. What your thoughts on the squad, on players in the squad?
I suppose Lockie's been good from the get go, so you got to always think Lockie. And Nick is starting to play better every week now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even Connor's been playing really well. I didn't think much of Connor when I first met him, but to be fair, he's really good. He's surprised me a lot.
He's all the regular players down on Merida, I would think, at the moment. Yeah, he's.
I think he's made that. I think he's made that right edge his own now. He deserves.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what about the teams we've played? Obviously, you've only just returned to the field to play, but you've been there watching games. What about the teams we've played? Any particular teams stand out to you?
Obviously Toulouse did and Featherston. They caught my eye pretty well because they're great sides. But then thought Widnes were real good. They're physical. They're right in your face all the time. I think those are the main ones. I think the other sides we kind of can compete with, we're toe-to-toe with. It's just that 10, 15 minutes, like we said before, that we kind of lack that makes us stuck when we do lose. But, it's up against Featherston to lose full-time and probably both Super League ready.
Yeah, that's right. I think the team's been able to compete pretty well with most teams in the comp. It's just those perhaps two or three you mentioned, and we've still got a fair bit of the season left to go. So what's your sort of thoughts on that, or what's your goals for the rest of the season, Ryan?
I suppose for the team, I think we just got to compete as well as we can. I don't think we're very far off that top six, and I don't think it's an unrealistic goal, to be honest. If we look at the run that we have, if we get a couple of boys back, I think we get like four or five players maybe back next week, which will probably make it a lot better for us. And with the sides we're up against, they're all on the same point, so I don't see why we can't win or go close to winning.
Yeah. And what about yourself? What about yourself for the rest of the season? What's your thoughts on that? What are your
game? It's pretty much 100% now, but I want to be 100% comfortable with it. I want to be playing longer minutes like I normally do.
Yeah.
Probably my biggest goal was probably to get in that World Cup squad for Italy, but I just got to be consistent here to start with first, and then hopefully it works itself out by the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I think Lachlan, from being an unknown, I think Lachlan must be making a pretty strong case. I think he's got Scottish qualification.
Yeah, that's right. So
I think anybody, you know, anybody who's seen Lachlan play must say he should come into consideration for the Scottish World Cup squad. What's the situation in terms of playing for you obviously qualify through your parents, Ryan, eh?
Through my mum, yeah.
Yeah. Italy have obviously already qualified, so it's just a matter of putting your hand up and getting a stake and a claim in the squad, is it? From your point?
Yeah, so I suppose we've already got like a squad of like 40 or 45 at the moment. But now it's just getting a cut down to the coach's choice and whoever's playing well, whoever's not injured. So fingers crossed that I keep playing.
So
play better and play long bits.
Yeah, good. So it's a case of the Italian squad, some Australian based, some European based players like yourself. Is that the case?
Yeah, there's a couple of Italian lads over here that I've played in England, and there's full Italian boys that are playing somewhere else around the world, and then there's always a big handful of Aussie Italians that put their hand up to play. Yeah.
I remember going to the 2013 World Cup, which doesn't seem that long ago, but it's actually 8 years ago, and Italy played at Workington at Derwent Park against Scotland, and absolutely incredible occasion. You know, the atmosphere was just something special. The national anthems before the game itself. Both teams going sort of full on at each other for 80 minutes. Absolutely massive. So to be part of that as a player must be something everybody strives for. I think it's as a player. And if you can get in the squad, mate, it'd be a massive for you, I suppose. So yeah, great stuff.
When do you actually find out, Ryan?
I don't think we find out till the end of the year, like after all the comps are done, but I'm not too sure. I think we've got a couple of meetings coming up because they just confirmed the World Cup, which we thought was going to be off, but
yeah
it looks like it's all going ahead now, which is pretty
good. 100 days before it starts. I've had an email this morning.
Jeez, yeah, that's coming up quick, isn't it?
Yeah 100 days, it's 3 months, but it doesn't seem a long time, does it?
That is very quick.
Yeah. 100, you'll be there, mate. You'll be there.
Yeah. So rooting for you there, mate. And hope you make it. Yes, yeah. It'll be a marvellous occasion for anybody who's involved. So yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So anyway, it's no games this weekend. It's Challenge Cup. Well, are you planning to watch the game live on Saturday, Ryan? Is that the plan for the weekend?
Yeah, we had a plan. We're going down to Leeds. Me, Nicky, and Lockie, we're going to go down and have a look at Leeds with Mossop down where he's living now. But then, yeah, Saturday we'd be watching that game somewhere for sure.
Good.
Be good to watch that. Watch that Wembley. Be good.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, how big is the challenge in Australia? Is it one of the games that... So league fans in Australia also make a point of watching, you know, on sports channels.
I suppose it's only people that watch Super League will realise that it is a big occasion over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be fair, I only think because I watch a bit of Super League when I was back home, so I know it is a big occasion, but to some people that probably wouldn't know Super League on the occasion.
So any thoughts on it? Who do you fancy to win that one on Saturday?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you, to be honest. I think it's going to be a bit tough because York haven't been going the best, but I don't know. You can't go past Featherstone, I suppose.
Yeah. and an actual big one, the Challenge Cup. Saints or Castleford for you?
Saints. I like watching Saints. They've got a great squad. I've looked at their squad just before that they put up, and yeah, it's a strong squad. I think they should win.
Yeah, I think so. But I say it's one off. So yeah, great stuff then, Ryan. Okay, well, yeah. So as I say, it's great to speak. You just catch up with you. What you're saying, and the weather's picking up here as well. It's a bit more sort of New South Wales weather here now, eh?
Yeah, I suppose everyone keeps saying it's red hot, but I just think it's normal for me. But
it's yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
I'm pale as I've lost my tan. I look white as anything, so I'm happy the sun's out. I can finally see outside and get a tan.
Yeah, good stuff, yeah. And, okay, then, Ryan.
Nice one.
Well, that's, I say it's been great talking to you, mate. And I say it's great to see you back on the field. And hopefully, you've come back at just the right time to make a difference to Haven's season. And also, as I say, didn't realise your World Cup, and I say I wish you all the best for that, and as I say, I hope you can put it on the field to play and get in the squad. That'd be absolutely brilliant. So yeah, so thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks for now.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers for now.
Thank you.
I'll just resume. Okay, yeah, so that was brilliant speaking with Ryan there. Great to have him on board, find a bit more about him, a chance for him to tell us how he's enjoying life in Whitehaven, Paul. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was good, that. It's good, that.
So, thanks to Ryan.
Like I said, on the...
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of people don't realise we see space. And certain questions, and quite amusing.
yeah. So yeah. So just to say, you know, the trust still here. We're still putting full game coverage of every Whitehaven game, which might, you know, now that the our league live streaming is being wound down. If people want to follow Whitehaven every game home and away, that is full game videos on the streaming, the Trust in Haven streaming site, which is available to exclusively to Trust members. So if you're a Trust member, log on there, watch the games. If you're not a Trust member, why not sign up? And I say it works out only about £1 a game over the whole season. So it's good value for money. And we have had a few people sign up this season. We had some new people sign up. So we must be doing something right, Paul.
Yeah. So we have lost some, but that's their choice. And we have had more join than depart, shall we say.
So the numbers are
going in the right direction. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks to everybody who signed up. And as I say, please, if you can, more members always welcome. So, yeah, so that's about it for this week, Stubbsy. It's Challenge Cup final. You'll be watching it Saturday, yeah?
I am. As I've explained, if I'm work till Monday. So, yes, I get to watch the final.
Oh, yeah.
First time in a few years.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that. As I say, I think take St. Helens to win. Good to see Kyle Amor winning again at Wembley. He just keeps going on and on. So we'll watch that with interest. And then, as I say, we're back down Whitehaven v Oldham a week of Sunday. And, all back to normal now, Paul, hopefully.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be there a week on Sunday, but hopefully I'll get one game, which is the battle game, I do believe, after that. And hopefully I might get up for that. But obviously, we've got to beat Oldham for me not getting stick at work. So that's another one. We did it against Swinton, so let's do the Oldham one and keep me happy.
That's it. Go on, lads.
That's all I'm saying.
Make Stubbs' life worthwhile living, yeah. Okay. Great stuff. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks a lot, Paul. Stay safe, stay healthy. That applies to everybody out there. As I say, we're still not out of this pandemic quite yet, but as I say, stay safe, stay healthy. If you want to join us on a future podcast, get in touch with us, trustinhaven@gmail.com. Let us know who you are, and we'd be happy to have you on board as part of a future podcast. So yeah, so that's it, the Haven Rugby Leagues Fans Podcast. That's it for another week. This is brought to you by the independent Whitehaven Rugby League Supporters Trust. Till the next time, goodbye.
Well, folks, that's all for another episode of Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. Produced by Trust in Haven, the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Hope you enjoyed it and will join us for our next podcast. To find out more, visit our website at www.trustinhaven.com.